Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway. The right way. garage wet.
Shake up.
with an attitude. Fellas that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that we're in the mood. Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that we're in the mood. Don't just stand there. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Put your hands together. On the bass. The real.
To the real.
Wait, wait, hold on, wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. We are definitely live. It is definitely August 29th, 2011. It's 11:30 p.m., honey. You are definitely tuned in to the official radio station for the Collections Ball 2011, where one house will walk away with $5,000 for the house with the best grand march. And then that house or another house will walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most points. October 15th, 2011, Richmond, Virginia. Baby, y'all girls out there, the houses have been calling in. They have been requesting movies. They have been requesting tables. Houses have paid for tables. So, girls, if you don't have a table, please tell your mother, your father, your overseer, your treasurer to definitely hit my sister up at Jasmine Couture on Facebook. And you can definitely check out the Collections Ball on Facebook also. You know, it's definitely going to be a hot ball. It's definitely one of those balls that's going to make history in the ballroom scene. But we're definitely here to definitely recap all the balls that happened over the weekend, this weekend in New York, Philly, Philadelphia, wherever they was at. So if any of you girls is out there, you know, I was at Prodigy Weekend this weekend in Philadelphia, so we're definitely going to recap the mini ball deluxe that happened this weekend in Philadelphia. But any other girls is out there and you have any tea or any gossip or anything that you definitely want to put on the air and you don't want to call in yourself, definitely do hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, or you can definitely hit me on Facebook and send me the information, and I'll definitely get it out on the air for you. And to all you girls that's out there, coming October 4th, 5th, and 6th, we will definitely be live back on the air 3 times a week. So all you girls that's out there that's having balls and you'd like to promote your ball here on the Collections radio station, September 4th, 5th, and 6th, we will definitely be back on the air 3 times a week. So all you girls out there that want to promote your balls or promote yourself or anything that you want to promote, definitely do hit me up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, and I can definitely give you the information that you need to send over me to promote whatever you need to promote. And it's only $100, and it'll play that night. Every other night after that night, it will play until the day of your event. And the Wednesday before your event, that whole 2 hours can be all about you promoting your event or yourself here live on the Collections radio station. But I don't know where's my co-host at tonight. Honey, I got some hot tea and all types of things. I don't know where the legendary father, Rodney Cocktail Milan is at, honey. But I've been looking for him, and he hasn't texted me back, so I don't know what's going on with him tonight. But I do have some tea. I have some corn tea. I have a lot of things that's going on that the girls have been sending me over and all types of things. It's been, you know, a lot of juice and things. Oh my God, my window went down, and I don't know. No, I still got my tea. Oh, sorry, I thought I lost my tea, but I still got my tea. But I have a bunch of people that's on the phone lines that has pressed 1. So all you girls that have pressed 1, if you don't have anything to say, please press 1 again if you press 1 already and take your hand down so I don't have to come to your number. So I'm going to go into my first caller that I have for the evening, and then I'm going to be spilling my tea during the night that I have got out here. And the girls can call in, and they can confirm or deny my tea that I have out here. But I'm going to go to my first caller. My first caller that I have for the evening is 347-316. You're live with the air on the recap show.
What's good? Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
Kiana.
Hi, Kiana.
How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, baby. Okay. My next call I have is 317-833. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hey, Kelly. Sorry, I forgot to put my hand down. This is Opie.
Hey, Opie. Thank you for just listening, Opie.
Okay.
My next call I have is Philadelphia, and it's 215-941. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. 215-941. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. Okay, I guess not. They're gone. So we're definitely going to get into, I don't know where Father Rodney, Father Cocktail is at as of yet, but we're definitely going to get into the Philadelphia. We're definitely going to get to Philadelphia. And I want to give a big shout out to everybody. Don't tell me when to spill my tea, okay? You said this is your first time actually listening to the show live, okay? So let me tell you how this worked, okay? Because this is your second strike. Your first strike was you wanted to know when was the show going to start. I start when I'm ready to start, okay? This is just like any other show that you go on. You know, you don't call into Oprah and ask Oprah, when is she going to start? No, that's not how this works. You don't ask me when is my next topic or when I'm going to spill my tea. I spill my tea when I'm ready to spill my tea, not when you're ready for me to spill my tea, okay? But I thank you for definitely being your first time listening live to the show. I do thank you for definitely listening. Oh, girls, I didn't cook tonight. I cooked last night. Didn't cook tonight. I ate out tonight, honey. But I want to give a big shout-out to Legendary Fem Queen, Prodigy, and the chat room. I want to give her a big shout-out. I want to give a big shout-out to all my guests that's in the chat room. I love y'all all for definitely being here and listening to the show. How you doing? Yes. But the girl in the chat room, he made me miss my thought that I was going to. My thought was, I want to, send my prayers and my condolences out to anybody that had, you know, any mishap in Hurricane Irene that just came up the East Coast and definitely had devastation through Virginia all the way up to Maryland, Boston and everything. She definitely came through. I was seeing on the news that over 2 million people lost power and all types of things and lost homes and everything. It was crazy. It really didn't hit bad here in New York like they said it was going to be, but the word of the wise of my sister, I went out and bought the things that I needed to get. And all types of things. I went and got all the things I needed to get because I wasn't going to get nothing because I really didn't think it was going to hit that bad. I went out and spent a little extra change and got the things that my sister told me to get. But then at the end of the day, I really didn't need it. I didn't know if Irene came through or not. I went to sleep before she came. I woke up. She had came and she had left. So I did not know she came or not. But she did definitely come. She didn't leave a devastation of storms path in New York like she was supposed to. And you have to thank the good Lord for that, honey. So, but I went to Philadelphia this weekend. I had a blast in Philadelphia this weekend. The Prodigies are definitely in the building. The Prodigies still loud as motherfucking hell. Oh, my God, I had so much fun with Ski, had so much fun with Man. I definitely do got to thank Man because, you know, I just love the fact of when you come and somebody asks you to judge, and it was just so nice. I was asked to judge, and then I came, and Man gave me this nice gift bag, and the gift bag had my name on it, and then when you went inside the gift bag, all the candy that was in the gift bag was all in Prodigy colors. And then you pulled out your mug with all the candy and everything in it, and then the mug had your name on it, and it said Mother Kelly Mizrahi, and thank you for judging a ball. It was really nice. It was really touching. It really meant a lot to me, Man, that he asked me to judge, and then he did that for all the judges. That was really nice, so I definitely do got to give Man a big thumbs up for that. The girls was definitely in the building. It wasn't packed like I thought it was going to be. I know a lot of the girls was nervous, you know, about the hurricane coming through. So that really dampened, you know, the Prodigy weekend a little bit. But I know they still definitely had a blast. with the prodigies that was there and the girls that definitely did come. The categories went through so smooth and so easy. It was no altercations or anything. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Mother Kobe Mizrahi of Japan for definitely winning the female figure performance. I don't know what happened, but before Mother Kobe came out and snatched grand prize, Feminine Destruction Herrera had got chopped, and I was just sitting and I was in utter gagnation that she had got chopped the way she had got chopped. I don't know what judge chopped her, but she got chopped, and it was like gasping, Miss Thing. Like, Miss Feminine, I love you, Miss Thing, but when you get chopped and all types of things, please don't never let the girl see you gag. Just walk off and just pay it and act like you're a legend, Miss Thing, and just walk off and just pay it, Miss Thing. But when you stand there and they say chop, and then the commentator says chop, and then you gasp like that and look around, it's just so much more embarrassing by that. But yes, Feminine did get chopped this weekend. Got to give a big shout-out to all the Vogue fams that definitely did come out this weekend and Vogue with their blue and their white wigs on. And some of you girls definitely need to know, I had to ask man, some of you girls need to know the difference between a white wig and a blonde wig, because it was three girls that came out there and had on blonde wigs. And I asked man, should I chop them? But, you know, then he turned around and he asked Jack, and Jack says no. But y'all girls need to know the difference between blonde and white wigs. A blonde wig is not a white wig. It's a difference, okay? And it was only one child that actually had on a white wig, and I think that child should have been the only one that stayed. But they told me to be nice, so I was nice. And so got to give a big shout-out to, I don't know his name. I can't really know. But this off-the-cuff child definitely won. Got to give a big shout-out to him. Definitely got to give a big shout out to Tails Mizrahi for definitely winning for the dramatic, and then definitely winning overall for the cash. Definitely got to give a big shout out to Mr. Wonderful Miyake Muglia for definitely winning Sex Siren. Definitely got to give a big shout out to Antoine Malone for definitely coming out. Definitely a big shout out to Kendall Mizrahi for coming out for Sex Siren. And the Balenciaga child also that came out for Sex Siren. I don't remember his name. He definitely came out for Sex Siren. They was all definitely sexy. They definitely all did turn it the fuck up in the building. I don't know who walked anything else or, you know, remembered anything else from the other girls. It wasn't really like any, you know, highlights or, you know, things. I just remember the performance category. I remember the Sex Siren category. And I don't remember any of the other categories. Oh, you got to definitely give a shout out. I don't know. I forgot the name of this new house that came out. I forgot the name. It was a new house that came out this weekend in Philadelphia. They definitely did come out and make their presence known that they was definitely a new house and they was definitely going to represent. They came out and they walked the grand prize, and you had to bring back a prodigy moment, and they brought back the prodigies at the LaCroix Brawl. Dominique LaCroix came out, and he brought back a moment of runway. Then you had the other LaCroix girl. She came out, and she did Mika at the POCC ball. And then you had the Evisu. Oh, I forgot her name. Her name is right on the tip of my tongue. It's on the tip of my tongue. She came out, and she did Mika also. And Marquise came out and he did Man, when Man did Grand March, and grand prize went to the House of Evisu, the House of Excellence. Excuse me, sorry. Formerly Prestigious, came out this weekend. And they did a great job. They definitely did. For me, they definitely came out and they definitely stormed and let the girls know that they was definitely in the motherfucking building. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to that. Girl, calm down. I'm going to get to all of that. Okay, so, you know, everybody want me to get into my tea. I'm not ready to get into my tea right now, but I'm going to get into my tea. So I'm going to give y'all a selection from my Banshee Cunt girlfriend. I love her dearly, Miss Saint. She's my Banshee Cunt motherfucking girlfriend. Miss Kevin JC, we're going to play, oh, my God, we're going to play Who Runs the World, and then after Who Runs the World, I'm going to come back. So within 4 minutes, I'll be back after this commercial break. Kevin, take us away.
Come on. your laser.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Who from the world? Oh,
wow.
Commercial break, Who Runs the World by Kevin Jay-Z featuring Beyonce in the background. And to all you girls out there, Beyonce is now pregnant. She dropped the bombshell on the girls last night at the MTV Music Awards. So you got to give a big congratulations shout out to Beyonce. She, her and Jay-Z are now having a baby. And I like the fact that she dropped the news before anybody else can put her business out there. So definitely got to give a big shout out to Beyonce. Anybody out there, if you have any gossip, any tea, or anything you want to talk about, feel free to definitely press 1. I am definitely here, and I'm definitely live on the air, and I can definitely put the tea out there for you. So let's go to my first bit of tea that I get. Okay, so I get hit up tonight around 11:41, at exactly 11:41 p.m. They hit me up and they say, Kelly, I don't respond. They hit me back up and say, I got tea for you for tonight. And then they hit me up and said, are you there? And I said, okay, I'm here. What's the tea? They gave the very, not sure if you heard that, I'm not going to put the person's name out there, but it was told that the Khans are to attack Harold Balenciaga on site. That's what they said. This is T, and they said it's confirmed T that they was told to attack the legendary father, overall father, Harold Balenciaga, and to attack the Garcons also. And if the House of Christian is to get out of line, they are to be attacked also. They gave the very and this person said this last week on their Facebook group, this is the tea that is out, honey. And they gave the very, and if the girls feel it, the cons are going to go back to the old way of the House of Khan, and you know that way, honey. Ooh, jeez, honey. But, baby, that's what the tea is out, and that's the tea that was sent to me, and that's the tea that I'm putting out there. So if anybody's out there you would like to confirm or deny this tea, feel free to definitely press 1 and call in here, and I can definitely get your statement or your rebuttal on this situation. I got some other tea, but I'm going to wait until later on into the night, and I'm going to definitely spill that tea about girls definitely switching houses, children being rejected from houses, and all types of things this weekend and everything, people being accepted into houses and everything. So it's a mess, Miss Sake. It is a mess. It is some big juice. It's a big tea, honey. And so you know it's tea, honey. And she's live, and she's on the air. And let's bring her on.
To just get me up on this situation. You need to confirm and deny.
You said what?
Get your phone together. I'm not speaking. Okay. For you need, you're confirming your deny to the T of what it was said. That is false. We're not here to be attacking anyone. If someone comes out of character or someone disrespects the House of Khan, whether it be Christian coming from Khan, whether it be anybody in D.C., whether it, if you disrespect this house, if you show some disrespect to this house will retaliate. We are not looking to go out and beat people and badger people because, quite frankly, we here in the House of Khan are not concerned about the House of Christian or anybody else that are doing their thing. Y'all do your thing, and we will do our thing. Now, if it happens to a situation where things come out of line and things happen to go that way, then that's a whole new different story. We're not going back to what we are. They never stop being what they are. They just got better at what they do. So it's not about going back to what we are because they are who they are. They just got better at what they do. So when they're saying that they're going to go back, that's false as well. No one is has an order of gag of attack. You know, I know it's not, I'm not going to sit here and be phony, like if it's not known factor that James, the CEO, don't feel no type of way. We must understand that this is his family. He's raised Diana and all the Christians. And anybody that he may feel that is involved, he can have a feeling towards it. But gag in order to attack them, that has no, for what? For what? I mean, what are we attacking? Has Harold disrespected this house? Is the question. Has anybody that was named disrespected this house? And if you disrespect this house and you disrespected this house and that's what you worried about, then, you know. But as far as us out to attack, I'm not looking to do that. And I'm not looking to put that out there for my kids. And I'm not looking to have anybody out there fighting. And that's not me. That's not me today. That's a very old day of mine. We're not going to be doing that. Y'all do y'all, we do us. We're in the top record. There's no need for us to be bothered or pressed about anybody. Good luck, House of Christian. Good luck, House of Gasson. And anybody else that feels the need to conflict us, good luck. And that's the last thing we're going to say about this name.
Oh, well, I'm just spitting out the tea that the girl sent me. And they said this was posted on the Facebook group.
Well, I mean, and there was a leak in my face, in the group. There was a leak in this house. So there was a leak. So I'm sure a couple of people could have heard or thought they heard or saw whatever they want to say. But I'm saying it, and I'm dumb mother, and I'm saying it, that that's not the case. Now, as far as you disrespecting this establishment, showing any disrespect towards James or anybody else, then, I mean, you know, dance, dance, dance. But that's not what we are trying to do. Well, we're going to go around attacking people, and we're going back into the old way of con. What's old about the way of con? They are the same cons. They're just doing things different.
Well, I can't. Well, the girl said, well, somebody just hit me up on our Yahoo, and they said to tell Nicole that she doesn't know what she's talking about because this came from over Nicole's head.
Hell, let me tell you something, you stupid fools. Whoever is talking, if you don't think I don't know what I'm talking about, that goes to show how ignorant and arrogant you are. You know nothing about what I'm talking about. I'm telling you what I said.
Okay, well, y'all heard it here. Y'all heard it here from the mother. The mother has spoken.
And that's what I'm telling you as, the mother. You disrespect, you come up against, you have a problem, that's a whole new different platform. But for you think that we're sitting back saying, oh, go attack him, go attack them. That's not how we do things. That's not human.
Oh, God. I don't know why they at you tonight, sister. They at you tonight.
No, they know they should be. They miss me. You need to hear my voice. They want to hear my mouth go at it. But see, I'm gonna make y'all gag.
Well, they hit me up on Yahoo once again. Hold on, wait. I lost my screen. Hold on, let me go back to my screen. They said, "Well, you're not the overall mother. You're just the East Coast."
See, I'm not gonna feed into that response because, like I said, you people know nothing about what goes on in this motherfucking establishment, house, family, association, whatever y'all want to use to describe it. So I'm not gonna go back and forth with y'all. I'm the mother. I runs the show, run the world, and I'm saying what I just said. Anything else you have said, if it's wrong, tell them to go get the CEO, because that's who can tell me something, the CEO, to correct me if I'm wrong, Miss Know-It-All IMs.
Well, y'all heard what she said. Well, if the CEO is listening, I would love for the CEO to definitely come on. I know he does listen all the time. So if the CEO is definitely listening, feel free to definitely press 1, and we will definitely bring you on, honey. So, because, you know, these girls on this motherfucking Yahoo, they is coming, Miss Thing, but I'm not going to read the things that they is saying, honey. But they are definitely trying to come for you, sister.
They come for me. Let me tell you something. For them coming for me is not going to break me or make me or do anything else, bitch. You know, that doesn't bother me. You wanted to confirm or deny, I confirm deny. An order of gag of attack is not being sent by any random children to be attacking these random people. I said if someone is disrespecting this house and disrespected this family or one of the members, then the way they may handle it may be totally up to them. But if you think that we're looking to run and attack people, I said that it's not going to happen, and I'm speaking as the mother. Now, if you think that there's somebody in this house or there's somebody that would like to come and address me, well, come and do so. That's it.
Well, y'all heard her. If you want to address her, feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come on the line. She's definitely here to take your questions and your comments. So if you feel like you want to speak with the lady, she is definitely here, and she's live on the air, honey. Well, while you here with me on the air, I'm about to drop some other tea since you confirmed, since you denied the fact of the girls knocking Miss Harrell.
Well, I hear this weekend at the Chanel Ball, this weekend, that Harold Balenciaga and Harold Balenciaga, Jamie Balenciaga, and two other people are going to be deemed iconic this weekend at the Chanel Ball by the legendary icon himself, RR Chanel International. So if any Chanels or RRs out there on the line and they would like to call in and confirm what the night is and let us know who's the other two people that's going to be deemed icons this weekend, please definitely do so at this time. The lines are definitely open and the lines are definitely free. So
you got to clear that line. Stay packed.
Oh, so the girl's trying to call in here?
You got to clear that line because I'm trying to call it for my house, my baby. Girls, bitch.
Oh, the girls are trying to call in here. Let's get some of these callers out here so we can definitely get some new, fresh meat.
Switch my phone, please.
Okay, let's definitely get some fresh meat up here. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so let's definitely get some fresh meat. Some fresh meat up on this line, honey. The lines are definitely free now. The lines are clear. We freed up the lines, so we could definitely get some new callers in here. And so if you out there and you have been listening to what has been said, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we will definitely get you up here on the line as fast and as quick as we can. Somebody just texted me again, and I got some tea. They gave the very... they're trying to figure out the fourth person. Three people are Harold Balenciaga, Jamie Balenciaga, and the legendary Jasmine Couture is going to be deemed icon this weekend and the Chanel Ball in Atlanta. And I'm waiting for them to send me the last name that's going to be deemed this weekend. But those are the girls that's definitely going to be deemed.
I mean, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Wait.
People say we know the truth.
Huh?
Enough
of
this horse shit.
Huh?
I am not a freak. I was born with a freak.
It's my CEO and president.
I'm
coming on the line.
I'm a loser, baby, maybe.
It's the CEO and the president of Tins of Chops / The Collections Ball, the official radio station, is definitely live on there. Are you there with us? Hello?
There's no response.
No response. They played the theme song. I thought she was coming on. Honey, what's the tea? Hold on. Somebody just sent me something. Hold on, let me see what this says. Somebody just sent me something. It says they're right. Oh, Miss Tang. I'm not even gonna go there because y'all gotta make this lady go off and read Miss Tang, and I'm not ready for all of that tonight from her. Miss Tang.
What are they saying about me now?
They gave the right. Nicole does not know what's going on. All she does is post fake Christian church lady posts all on her Facebook all day long. That message was posted in the Con group, and I'm a Con, and I'm definitely confirming that that is the date it was posted and everything. BJ posted the message that came from James, and it's true. After all the leaks, I'm leaving this shock house 007.
Who is that? Speak who that is. Who is that? If you're sitting there telling me that I don't know what's going on, and I'm really gagging at you stupid fools that are listening to this damn thing. I run the show. If you think I don't know what's going on, I know what's going on. I'm telling you what's going to go on, though. See, y'all don't get it, you dumb motherfuckers. You're not reading between the lines, you idiot bastard. So if you left this house, goodbye, good rhythm, and kick fucking rocks. No one cares. And you're not doing anything by getting on the show and think that you're spilling some tea. Because whatever we want to do will be the fuck done. How about it? And they should be thanking God for a mother like me. Anybody, for that matter.
All right, they gave the fourth person that's going to be deemed this weekend. It's Al Alor is going to be the first worker. Wait, hold on. Hold
this
on, I just got
demon
a,
stuff
I just got,
is a lot.
I just got a text. Oh, hold on. I just got a text. I just got a text from the CEO. The CEO just texted me. I just got a text on the red phone from the CEO. But the fourth person they said this weekend is going to be deemed is going to be Al Alor. It's going to be the fourth person that's going to be deemed this weekend. Yeah, I'm waiting for the CEO to text me back. But the CEO just texted me. So, since y'all girl is here, and it's tea that's been sent across my airwaves, I don't know where's Rodney at. I wanted to spill the tea while Rodney was on the phone, but I don't know where Rodney at, and I have been texting him. But I got tea that came across my airwaves along with the con situation. They sent me other tea, and let me go back to my Yahoo. And the T says, oh, and by the way, that's not the only T I have. Rodney was at the Prodigy meeting on Saturday and did not get accepted into the House of Prodigy. Girls gave the very, if Rodney become a Prodigy, that they was leaving the House of Prodigy. So Rodney was not accepted into the House of Prodigy. But somebody was accepted into the House of Prodigy, and I'll be spilling that tea in a few minutes. I'm not going to give it to all y'all all at once, but somebody did leave a house and was accepted back into the House of Prodigy. Do not know. So, I'm talking with James. I'm talking with the CEO, James Kahn, right now on my phone. I don't know. These girls make up screen names, and they send me this tea. So I don't know if these people are actually cons or not, because I never seen these screen names on my list before, and they're not in none of my list. They just popped up on my thing, and I just accepted the message. So I don't know if these girls are actually cons, but you know how these girls get when they want to spill tea and don't want nobody to know. They'll make up a new screen name and send me the tea. So I don't know who these girls actually are. Okay, so I don't know who these girls actually are, but that's who the girls that sent me the tea. I don't know if they actually cons, but they said they was, and all this other stuff, so I don't know. But it's just a mess. So what do you think about Rodney and this whole thing, sister?
No comment.
Oh. Baby, it's a mess. Oh, dude, I'm trying to wait. Hold on. I'm trying to get back on my iChat, honey, because she is doing shows right now. So, wait, hold on. This computer is giving me the womp-womp right now, and I'm trying to get it together. So, hold on and bear with me, girls. I'm trying to get it together. So, hold on. My second piece of tea. What do you think about the new legend, Mother Dominique Lacroix? Sister?
The new legend. I thought Dominique been a legend before.
Yeah,
you
know, it's still new. It hasn't been a year yet since the, since the Lacroix ball. So she's still a new legend.
Oh, I mean, I live for Dominique. I live for her runway. I think she has done, walked in, have done a lot of things. I've seen her in a lot of different places doing her thing. I live for Dominique, so, and her personality and everything. And like I said, the times have changed, and we have to move according to. So, yeah, kudos to Dominique.
So what do you think about her going back to the House of Prodigy? Because she got accepted back in the house this on Saturday at the meeting.
Well, I don't know. I got to call Donna. I gotta call Miss Kennedy. I don't know. I'm not gonna comment.
Well, call Kennedy on your cell phone and let's get Kennedy off on the show.
I mean, have you reached out to the LaQuas?
I have not reached out to the LaQuas. I just got this tea 10 minutes before I was going on the airwaves, so I couldn't have a chance to reach out to anybody. But somebody sent it to me on Yahoo. That same person that sent me the tea about the con sent me that tea. Then I got a red phone text about Dominique also on the red phone. Also about Dominique leaving the House of LaQuas and going back to the House of Prodigy this weekend. So I don't know. It's a gaga. It was a gaga to me, honey. I don't know, honey. Well, if I could get the legendary Simply Prodigy into the chat room to confirm us or not, was he at the meeting this weekend? You know, it would be cute. But the girl definitely said he was at the meeting this weekend, and he definitely did get accepted back into the house of...
Well, maybe Dominique needs to come up here herself. She is a legend.
Well, Dominique is more than welcome to definitely call in here and definitely, you know, confirm with an eye the tea. But you know what I do know? That whenever it's a major grand prize that has to deal with the house with the most points and things, the girls definitely do be switching houses and everything, honey. So, you know, oh, hold on, because that person that sent me the tea, the person that sent me that comment about you, they just sent me a thing. They gave the very, Byron Milan has left the House of Milan and going back to the House of Chanel Labor Day weekend. Josh and Nadia Milan also left the House of Milan and are now garçons. Girls. What is going on? Hold on. Y'all gotta be with me a few seconds. Hold on, honey. Y'all girls, I'm about to go offline. I need to reset my computer to get everything because my computer was fucking up, so I need to reset my computer. So, girls, hold on with sending me the tea and things. Hold on. I'm resetting my computer because it was messing up, and I need to be logged into everything because I need the girls to send me everything from all over the place, honey. So hold on, girls. Be with me a second. I'm rebooting my computer right now, honey. Bitch. A big shout out to Twiggy Garçons. Definitely had a fabulous combat ball this weekend. The Kiki Function in Harlem and the East Harlem and Spanish Harlem. It was definitely cute. The girls was definitely out in the building. Mother Unbothered didn't stay on the runway long enough for me to storm her. I was definitely coming to storm her. She got off the runway.
Who
really
is Mother Unbothered?
Oh, what
when
the
you
founder,
talking about
Unbothered.
Founder and it's Unbothered Cartier.
Excuse me, Unbothered
Cartier.
They snatched up my daughter, Miss Cookie. So kudos to that. Kudos to Miss Chi Chi and her new house, Miss Day. The Unbothered Cartiers. Definitely was in the building this weekend at the Kiki Function,
and Katrina is
up.
The CEO of that house.
And definitely snatched up a lot of motherfucking trophies. I was gagging at all the trophies and everything that y'all snatched up this weekend. But best to believe, you know, I'm coming for y'all tail. Hold on, girls. I got my computer back up and running, so hold on, be with me. Let me close some of these windows and everything. So all you girls that were sending me tea, I'm now back online. Honey, y'all can definitely send me the tea. And we are definitely here, and I will definitely put it out there for you girls, honey. So feel free to definitely send mothers the E, honey, the E, my E. Baby, I want to get Dominique on this phone, or I want to get LaQuas on this phone to find out how did this happen. I want to know how did all of this play out and how did it go down. Nobody's not telling me anything. Where are the laws at? Because I want to speak to one of the laws, because I hear the Garçons is snatching up a bunch of people from the House of a Law. Hold on. Hold on. I'm clearing them. Hold on. They're getting the right. Dominique is trying to call in. The lines are being cleared for Dominique. The lines are being cleared. Tell Dominique the lines are being cleared. Dominique is free to call in here. The lines are clear. Okay. Honey. Tell Dominique the lines are clear and he is free to call in here, honey. Ooh, yes, I love it when you get the children on the line to confirm or deny. The lines are clear, so tell Dominique he can definitely call in here, honey. Baby, oh, yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. Honey, hold on. Let me reset my screen, honey, to see if we have, honey. Oh, somebody hit me up and somebody hit me. Well, I'll just wait for Dominique to call in. I'll wait for Dominique to call in, okay? I'll wait for Dominique to call in, honey. Oh, shit. These girls is a mess. Hold on. I got a caller, honey. 224-766. Is this the legendary Mother Ebony?
Girl, you're going to stop knocking me off the damn line.
Oh, girl. Well, you know, girl, honey. What's tea?
Girl, stop knocking me off the line, girl. I'm talking
girl,
about everybody not... call in with the tea, girl.
It's, wait, hold on. Tell him to call. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me see. Wait, hold on. They said, let me see. Wait, I think I see the number right here.
Hey,
hold
bitch,
on.
What's going on?
Hold on. Dominique, is this you? 215-537?
Yes.
Oh, what's going on, darling? The girl is sending me tea that you left the house of LaCroix from being mother and you're not a prodigy. What's tea?
Yes, I am back to being Dominique's prodigy. There's no shade between me and the house of LaCroix. I didn't leave because of any shade. I didn't leave because of any beef. It was just, and I appreciate everything that the LaCroix did for me and the chance to get to know them and build a family with them. But I just had to return home. So.
I know that's right. Well, y'all heard it here. We broke the story here live on the Collections Radio Station. Dominique is back home with his family in the house of Prodigy. P-R-O. I love the Prodigies when they chant, honey. Yes, well, Dominique is definitely back in the house of Prodigy. So, well, that's the Prodigies are coming for that $10,000.
Dominique, don't you go nowhere. I'm talking to someone, but you need not go nowhere. Hold that pose.
I sure will.
Oh, well, is Miss Beverly coming on the line? I love the Prodigies. I love the Prodigy so down, even though me and man, we had our problem that weekend in North Carolina a couple of years ago, and the Prodigies made that chant, fuck that bitch, she ain't shit, mistake how they changed their chant, but I still love the Prodigy, they chant down, I love them. Shit, bitch, I might have to leave the house of Miss Rahi and come a Prodigy, honey. Oh, shit. Oh,
everybody else doing it.
Oh, shit, who is that? Oh, Tayana.
Me, Kelly girl.
I thought somebody else popped up here on the line. Miss Nicole must be calling Beverly on three way. Beverly
yes,
must be coming on the line. Oh, Beverly's coming up on the line, honey. It's gonna be. If the switchboard don't stop playing that music and she ain't coming on the phone lines, okay. Don't play that music unless you're ready to come on the line. Okay? Y'all making me sit here and look stupid. I keep announcing her mistake, and y'all play her theme song, and then she not coming. Honey, and I'm sitting here looking stupid. Don't be making me look stupid.
Dominique.
Nicole, hurry up. Yes?
Dominique, wait, hold every motherfucking thing. What's the Jews? I mean, not to the Prodigies. And, man, I know you over me. I love you. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I have a baby. The funds are low. I heard about your lovely cup for me being on the judges panel. Thank you so much. And you know how sorry I am. So, but you won't be using it. I know. That's how you are. But, Dominique, what happened? You're not going to come up here and tell me after Kennedy and them done gave you a spot on the throne that you just left to go back to the House of Prodigy, and if you did, ask what? Because the tea is out, so you might as well give me what I need.
That's how it happened. It's like going on a vacation. Like, I went to a fat vacation. I stayed in a lovely hotel, 5-star hotel, and I was there for a while, but sometimes you get homesick and you got to return home, and that's what I did.
Let me call Donna.
It was no shade at all. Like, it is what it is.
Well, I want to know where man is at. And they said man was at that meeting too this weekend, and the Prodigy's rejected him. So, Rodney was at that meeting this weekend too, and the Prodigy's rejected him. So, can I get the Icon Man up here to confirm or deny that, honey? Because, you know, this is the radio station where we make it hot. So, man, can you call in here and confirm or deny that? Because I got inside sources from Milan's, and they gave the very, yes, Rodney was trying to leave Miss Thang, honey, and they gave the very, she got the boot mistake before she could actually leave, honey. And this is the leak that, you know, the girls, the Milan's had a conference call, and, you know, somebody spilled me some tea. Mistakes, honey, you know, and they was on the conference call, and they was eavesdropping on the live conference call.
Hold on, y'all, hold on.
And Rodney got the boot.
That's not who I wanted.
Okay, hold on, who is this? Hold on, hold on, somebody is texting me. I got texts coming through the web phone. Hold on, let me see who is this. Okay, hold on. Beverly wants to come on the show. Let's get Beverly on the line, honey. Hold on. Beverly's trying to get on, honey. Let's get Beverly on the line. Okay.
Kelly.
Yes.
I know.
Hold on, Beverly. Before you say anything, I just
got to
take all the
tickets 4 months in advance.
On the red phone from
I can't see the Lord's blaze.
And he raised the red color. That's a lie.
Okay.
A lie about Rodney. Beverly, you're live on the air. Hello, Beverly.
That was her
voicemail. Why she told me to call her, and then her voicemail comes on. We ain't got time for this. Honey.
So wait a minute, Kelly. So while we spilling tea, is Miss Kennedy, is she finna become over our mother Escada?
Over our mother Escada? I don't think Kennedy's leaving. Kennedy's not going anyplace.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Dominique.
Uh-huh.
I'm back over here. Now let me tell you something. I have lots of love for you, everything. I forgot that you are actually from Prodigy, so it would be actually coming back home. But when you say that you went on a vacation, that was a vacation that looked very, very well. Like it fit well. But what I will say let me finish and end the whole inconvenience thing. The mother never trusted you for that anyway. So I don't think it's really gags. Maybe it may be gag to other, but Miss Kennedy, and you know, I say that because we spoke about it, and she had a very unfunny feeling about the whole situation, but she was willing to go along because it was your time to shine, and then you just pump.
Well, what Nicole was trying to say, you pump for being mother to be a Prodigy. Did you get a position in Prodigy, or do we have to wait to collection for a weekend to find out?
Yeah, y'all see me the collections ball. And to respond about the Kennedy situation, whether she didn't see me or not, I don't know. That doesn't matter. I got the position. I was offered the position. I took the position. And like I said, I had a great time. It was a great experience. And it was a stepping stone in my career. But at the end of the day, my heart wasn't there. I got love for people in the House of LaCroix, and I grew friendships through the House of LaCroix. But sometimes when you're doing something and you're having fun, your heart has to be there. And it just is what it is. My heart wasn't there. And that's just what it is. And I couldn't be phony anymore. And like I tried because I did take the position, and I just didn't want to bail out. But at the end of the day, I just had to make the decision that was best for me and my feelings. And I couldn't go on no more feeling that. I don't know if any of you all, prime example with you, Nicole, you're always going to have love for the House of Icon, and you are at the Con now, but you know how sometimes it is with your family, like, and Prodigy was my family, it was more than my house. Situations came up, I did leave the house, but at the end of the day, like, I grew up, this is ballroom, I've been in ballroom since I was a teenager, so sometimes I make mistakes, sometimes I make decisions that's against the house, but it's like a learning experience, and I learn and I grow, and I experience feelings just like every other human, and I just had to go back to where my heart was.
Okay. Well, I totally understand that. I mean, if that's if you in somewhere and your heart is not in what you're doing and it is because of where you at, then I understand that. You understand? I will always love my family, but my heart is where I'm at and it's in what I'm doing. So if and in that time, I guess if I felt that way, I would also long for the only family you know. So that I guess that's appropriate. It's just gags, like ooh, you know, no, because I have the same thing, and it's all the same thing for me, a stepping stool, and it's a very good thing. But I don't look at it because with the way I'm attaching to it with the loyalty and the same thing that I gave my own family, because I'm attaching to it like a family. So I can't, I just, you know, it makes a little thing when you say, okay, well, it was a stepping stool. You know, we did, that stuff comes along in life, but it's usually things that we don't notice. It's usually things that just go about. We don't try to make that happen. It just,
well,
like, you know,
it's like a
happens.
You know, it's like a marriage. When you get married, sometimes when people get married, they love the person. They don't get married just to get married. It was a marriage. I got married to the house of LaCroix. It says sometimes you fall out of love, or sometimes you realize that maybe it wasn't love or something like that. So, like I said, I attached to some. I have kids that still are in the house of LaCroix. But as for me, my heart wasn't there. So, and just like I put on my Facebook today, like I said, people are always trying to find, because people, you know, hitting up, oh, is it shade between you and the house, or trying to find reasons to read. There's no reading going on. There's no shading going on. I spoke to the father, overall Father Michi, and we had a very respectful, so I haven't talked to him. We're going to sit down and talk more. But like I said, he respected my decision. He didn't do nothing shady. The house of LaCroix has not been shady. And I'm going to return a favor, because we don't have that type of relationship, and we don't have that type of, and I'm not in that type of character, and they're not in that type of character to sit off and read, because that's not me and that's not them. That's why, actually, me leaving Prodigy and going to LaCroix, that was a good choice for me, because they are respectful people, and I do look at some of them, and I really respect some of them. But it's no shade, and that's one thing with this community. We always trying to find shade in situations. There's no shade, but it just is what it is.
Oh, they said, tell Nicole to stop it. The LaCroix offer her that position, too.
Who said that?
That's a message that got sent over on the red phone.
I don't know what they're even talking about, bitch. And I, you know, don't even add me and stuff like that. I'm on this show because of the tea that was spilled. And, like, I just wanted, I guess no one has to really comment about anything left of what I don't know as the mother and what I can do as the mother. But if anybody chooses to go any further with disrespecting or commenting or getting involved with a situation that they know nothing about, then there will be a problem. So I guess no one has nothing to say about that. So that's the end of that. I don't want to hear that.
Bobby is definitely online. Can you call her three-way and see if she's her
she's
phone
trying to get
down
online. You need to clear your line, because she's calling my phone down.
Oh, I cleared the line, baby, and I called her, and she's
I will call her right now.
No, tell her to call in now. No, we're clearing the lines, but we're going to clear the lines and get Beverly up on the line. But we were trying to get Beverly on the line. Tell her to call in now. Lines are definitely clear. We cannot call Beverly again. The lines are clear for Beverly to definitely call in here. So definitely, Beverly, call in here now. The lines are definitely clear, and we are definitely, you know, please. I'm not asking those questions. I'm not going into the shade and all of that. Dominique said it was no shade. There is no shade between him and the House of LaCroix. So I'm not going to ask those nonsense questions to him. No, we're not going to get into all those type of questions and all types of things. Beverly, the lines are clear. You can definitely call in here. Press 1, because I tried to call you and it didn't work. So the lines are definitely clear for you to call in here. I don't know where she at, honey, or what's the E, my E with Miss Beverly, but she's saying she's trying to get on the line, and we keep clearing the lines, and Beverly is not getting in. We're going to try to get Beverly one more call, and if we don't get Beverly on the line, then, oh, well, shit out. Hold on. Let's try to get Beverly one more time. Okay.
So the audience certainly thinks so. Packed houses, tickets
for
the
band. She's trying to call me right now. Hold on.
Yes, I don't know why she called it. We try to call her, and she, oh, no, baby, we ain't got time. Like, what the fuck is going on? So, Tayana, are you comfortable in the house of Ebony, or are you leaving to go back to the house of Milan, too?
What was that?
I'm like, now call her now. God, she's a piece of work.
Hello?
Kelly, what'd you say?
Oh, no, hold on. We're going to try to get Beverly one more time.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air.
Hey, Trish, what's up?
What's going on?
What's going on with my house? Is a rumor being spread about my house? What's going on?
It's not a rumor being spread about anything, honey.
So what was supposed to have been said, that my house is supposed to be a fight, and who?
Nicole, explain it to her. Hello?
Well, at the end of the only...
Girl, your house is supposed to be jumping on Harold and anybody else that step out of line, girl.
We'll put it like this. As the overseer of the house, if anybody has any problems, don't go to none of my members. Come directly to me, and I will handle it. That's my job. I don't have a problem of handling anything. If we're going to fight, we're fighting on the floor, October 15th. That's where the battle is. We don't have time for that. Nobody has time for that. Nobody's thinking about that. Congratulations to Charles and Ayana with their new house. Nobody's thinking about none of that. Nobody in this house has time for all of that. If we wanted to do something, we would have did something at the late church ball. Really think about that. It's not even worth it. It's not even on our level, and it's not even on our time. We're not thinking about that. Only thing we're really thinking about is Jasmine Ball and supporting her. That's what everybody else should be thinking about. So if anybody wants to fight, fight on the floor. Nobody in my house has time. Mothers, fathers, overseers, whatever.
I just got a message that just came through Yahoo, and they said, please tell Kool-Aid and Nicole to sit the fuck down. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. This came from over their head.
Okay. At the end of the day, they're not on the phone. So I'm over their head. And I'm speaking for my whole house. And if that's the person that's giving all of that, then that's the person that wants to do all that drama. Like I said, we don't have time for all of that. Our battles is October 15th and the 25th anniversary of Karn. That's what we're worried about. And like I said, and I said it again, as the overseer of the whole house, not a chapter, the whole house, anybody has any problem with my house, come talk to me. And if you can't talk to me, talk to BJ. This is the reason why we're here. To throw away trash. So from this day on, there's no need to call my daughter no more, or Mark or anyone. Call me or BJ. This is the reason why we're here. We like stuff like this.
Oh, they just hit me back up and they gave me very... And that
I don't care. I don't care. At the end of the day, y'all have a problem with the, if y'all have a problem with the house, or if anybody has a problem with the house, call me. Call me private, call me wherever. I pick up my phone. And everybody knows when I don't pick up my phone. So at the end of the day, the house of Karn with this case is closed. And this is from the overseer of the whole house. So I don't want to hear no more Yahoos or whatever. At the end of the day, okay, well, they can Yahoo, they can Pee-Hoo, they can YouTube, they can do whatever. Like I said, at the end of the day, we're really worried about October 15th.
Well,
and the Chernobyl, oh, I forgot, and the Chernobyl.
You're my sister, and I love you, God, mistake, but I have to read what my listeners from Yahoo says.
I'm about to hang up anyway, sister. I told you what we're worried about, and like I said, we're worried about October 15th. We're worried about the Chanel ball, and we're also worried about the Manolo Blahnik ball. Congratulations to them for Martin Luther King weekend. And we're worried about our ball.
Selma, what about Rax and Richard?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. No shade. Rags to Riches, too. And I guess the thing that's going on in L.A., the L.A. Reach, that's what we're worrying about. We're not thinking about nothing else. And like I said, and I say it once again in a respectful way, if anybody has a problem, mothers, fathers, overseers, up-and-comers, whatever, come see me or BJ. And you can call me private because I don't care. But we don't have time for that, Kelly.
I have to.
Love y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Nicole, you can get off that now if you're on it.
I have to read what the callers say on Yahoo. And so I got an IM that came across Yahoo, and they gave the rating. Please tell Kool-Aid to please shut her fucking mouth. She don't know if she wants to be an Ebony or a Con. Please pick a fucking house. That's what my caller said on Yahoo, so I can only read what the callers say on Yahoo. So, oh, brother, it's been a long night. Dominique, I want to thank you for definitely calling in and definitely, you know, confirming whether or not. And welcome back to the House Apology.
Thank you.
I'll see y'all October 15th in Virginia.
And
I know y'all definitely
are please.
Definitely going to play. Oh, what'd you say, Dominique?
I said tell Jasmine to have our money because we will be coming there strong.
Oh, I know that's right. The Prodigy said they're coming strong. Buddy. Have their coins. Well, the Milan said they ain't playing anybody. I hear a lot of houses are not playing, so we can't wait until October 15th to definitely see. Tayana, somebody hit me up and they gave me ready. No, she's leaving to be the overall Midwest mother of the House of Prodigy.
Oh, everybody supposed to be how many people? You coming here too, Kelly?
Oh, baby, it's
it seems like everybody coming. Tell the girl stop worrying about what's going on over here and to worry about what's going on over there.
Yes. What's up, y'all? Are you leaving too?
Girl, I don't know nothing what she's talking about, girl.
Well, they said you leaving too.
Why am I going, girl?
They said you're supposed to be going to be the overall Midwest mother of the House of Prodigy.
Baby, the Prodigy's only got one mother. Have you noticed that?
I'm not saying nothing. If she's on the line, talk, please, okay? Because y'all keep making me look stupid.
Hello, everyone. This is Jasmine Prodigy. How's everyone doing?
Oh, shit! Jasmine Prodigy is in the motherfucking building. How you doing?
Just kidding. Hi, everybody.
What's going on, sister?
Nothing.
Baby, well, the Prodigy said, can you please have their coins ready? They said they're coming, and they're taking the coins.
Is Dominique still on the line?
No, Dominique is off the line now. It's just me, you, and Tayana and Nicole.
Hey, Tayana.
Hey, Jasmine.
Nicole.
I think Selma told her that she had to dismiss herself.
Oh, well, her number is still there, but I don't know if she's still there. It's a lot going on.
I see. Prodigies, you guys need to hit me up. I know your weekend is over with, and congratulations once again. Hit me up with your movies if you're walking for that Grand March category, so hit me up. I wanted to come on today to talk about a little bit about the Collections Ball in general. It has been an overwhelming response with different houses out there picking movies for the Grand March. You know, a lot of movies are still out there available, of course. A lot of movies have been picked. So your houses out there, contact your leaders, contact your overseers, contact me in reference to picking your movies if you guys are walking the Grand March. A lot of individual categories people have been contacting me about, and I just want to kind of go over that really quickly. I'm not going to turn this into a whole show based on the ball itself, but I know that there's a lot of listeners out there right now, so I just wanted to address it really quickly. The flyer can be found at facebook.com/thecollectionsball or on my personal page, Miss Jasmine Couture. Hit me up directly, and I can give you guys details about the individual categories and all that stuff. As far as the Grand March goes, just to touch up on it really quickly, no less than 10, no more than 20 members. You guys are going to be picking a movie and incorporating it into your house Grand March, and that'll be for $5,000. For the $10,000, it'll be the house with the most points. There will be different categories out there broken down on a point system, as well as five as-a-house categories. Those as-a-house categories, no less than 5 members, no more than 10. And you guys can have a production and props with that category for the As a House categories. The biggest question with a lot of people are the individual categories, performance, runway, you know, the single categories. Can I have a production? No, you can't. Basically, pick a movie or a character from a movie, incorporate it into your look, and bring it for your category, but no productions or props for that. So you guys remember that. You guys have been asking about also the single categories for virgins and newcomers and so forth, the points for one, the categories for 1 point. Those categories call for a younger generation type movie. Example, Toy Story, Shrek, Disney films, any movie that is, you know, in the lines of a younger generation, comic book movies, superhero movies, things of that sort. That is just for the single categories. I mean, I'm sorry, the single point categories. But it doesn't mean the other categories for like runway, performance, you know, for 3 points and all those others, you guys still can't do it. You guys can do it as well. But it's just limited for the, you know, the individual categories for the single points, for the 1 points, for the newcomers. So if you have questions about that, hit me up as far as that goes as well. VIP section is all gone for tables. There are tables left for regular tables throughout the ballroom, throughout Skateland. You guys need to start, you know, putting in your table requests, not requests, but paying for your tables. They are going by super fast. I mean, seriously, super fast. Houses are buying 3, 4, 5 tables for this ball. And I want to make a personal statement to individuals out there that are not getting the support from their house leaders, meaning that they don't know what their house is going to do yet, and they are still contacting me because they want to be a part of this ball. If you are not getting the support from your house or your house leader, but you want to be a part of this ball because you feel it's that one ball that comes around, or you feel this night is going to be historic or whatever, do not let that stop you from participating in this. Do not let that stop you from hitting that runway. Just because your house is not doing it or they can't make up their mind, maybe that house is not for you, number one, or maybe you just need to be independent and do it on your own. It has happened so many times in the 15 years that I've been in this scene. It has happened so many times. Continue to do it. Do not let nothing stop you, because it's all about you when you hit that runway and the statement that you make. So remember that, okay? Reach out to me. I will guide you as much as I can. I'm sure there are other people in your house that will push you and help you. But if you can't go to your house leader and they don't know what they're doing because they can't make up their mind, or because they're so stuck wherever they're at right now, then you need to just step away and do your own thing. And that's just a statement that I want to make as far as these people that are just lost right now. People are also asking me about host hotels. I will be working on that as soon as possible. But there are tons of hotels by that ballroom, by Skateland, tons of cheap hotels, $59, $49. Contact me individually as well with those requests, and I can guide you. But I am trying to find a nice or a couple of nice hotels in the area that you guys can feel comfortable with. Because, again, I know that there are people that are going to be traveling into town, and they're looking to get from point A, point B, point C with no questions asked. And those are the strong individuals that are very independent. So I'm with you, and I know what you're going through. So definitely I will be looking out for you and trying to find something comfortable for you as well. So you can reach out to me, call me up, hit me up on Facebook, however, and basically I will try my best to get all the information that you need individually. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll be talking more about the collections ball. This weekend, I want to wish everyone, basically everyone have a safe trip to Atlanta, because I know a lot of people will be going down supporting the Chanel ball this weekend. everyone go and have fun. Support the Chanels. This is their house ball. We don't see many house balls nowadays. Support them. Find their categories on Facebook as well. And have fun. Get it all out your system. And then get prepared for the collections ball. Because from the way this is going, this is going to be the biggest that I've ever been to. Or I've given so far. And I thank you for that. And that's pretty much it. I'll be right here if you need me.
Jasmine, I got a question. They want to know, is it high fashion streetwear versus urban streetwear, and how do that play into the movie with the streetwear category?
There have been a lot of requests for different categories that I did not put on the flyer originally. Some of them were New Way. Some of them were high fashion streetwear and things of that sort. I will be revising the categories soon, and you can keep up, you can find the updates on Facebook as well. As far as high fashion streetwear, I will be putting that down as an individual category with its own points. It will be separate from urban. And with every category, for the individual categories, all you have to do is pick any movie. I'm not putting the movie down. You pick any movie or character from a movie and incorporate it in your look. So think of a movie with that did have high fashion streetwear in it, or somehow, some way, incorporate your high fashion streetwear image with a character from a movie and just bring it. That's how you're going to do that.
Okay.
What was the other question, Kelly?
That was the other question. That was both for the, you answered both of the questions for the high fashion streetwear children.
Yeah, the same thing will be happening for New Way. I didn't originally put that on the flyer as well because it just wasn't a high demand. But, of course, when you release a flyer, they all start calling for what's not on there. So I definitely am going to be putting that on there for the kids that want to have New Way. And that was another request, high fashion streetwear. So they definitely will be on there soon. I just got to, kind of put it into the point system. Also with the houses that are purchasing tables and walking the Grand March and so forth and so on, make sure you guys get back in touch with me as far as your set of judges, because I'm asking each house to send me the best three, two main ones and an alternate to back up that one of them that may have to use the restroom or just need a break, or they're just, it's too much going on and they need to have someone replace them for a minute. They need to stretch their feet, their legs and stuff. So make sure you guys are getting in touch with me with that. But to be honest with you, I have spoken to damn near every house. And I have movies for people, all these houses, the main houses that are out there that are going to be participating for this Grand March. I have had tons of conference calls with each of these houses. I have really spoken to them individually. And it would be a shock. It would be a shocker if your house leader hasn't spoke with me at this point. So definitely, I just spoke with another house. A lot of houses had their own little personal things going on and stuff. So pretty much, Kevin, I see you. I'm going to hit you up shortly. A lot of them had their own little things going on, so I haven't reached out because I didn't want to sit here and say, oh, I know you're going through this. But here goes the collections. I want people to have time to do what they have to do. And then now that your thing is over with, take the time to reach out and get yourself prepared for the collections and stuff if you're going to participate. So a lot of your house leaders have been in contact with me for the children that don't know. Just reach out to them, or you can reach out to me individually again, and you'll get all your answers for anything that you have.
Okay. Well, if anybody has any questions for my sister, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and she can definitely answer your questions while she's here on the line. So feel free to definitely press 1. Do not be a stranger. Do not be scared to talk to my sister. She's a very nice and sweet young lady, honey, and she can definitely answer your questions. So feel free to definitely press 1. If no one doesn't press 1 in the next few minutes, then, we're just going to end the show, and we're going to be back here next week to recap Labor Day weekend, the Chanel Bar in Atlanta. Was it a hit, or was it a miss? We're going to be recapping that next Monday here live on The Collections. radio station, the official state, the official state station for the Collections Ball, funny. So we're definitely open and we're definitely going to take calls. And if we don't have any calls, you know, we'll come back. I'm going to play Kevin. I'm going to play Who Runs the World by Kevin. And then we're going to come back and see if we have any callers. And if we don't have any callers, then we're going to close the show out for the night. Okay, we'll be back after these commercials from Kevin, Jay-Z, and Beyonce.
Come on, come on.
Can you tell the girls good night? Oh, Tayana is going. Jasmine, can you tell the girls good night?
Good night, everyone, and have a safe weekend.
Okay. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when we live on the air, I am the legendary Aurora East Coast mother of the house of Mizrahi, Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom or whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love y'all all for loving me, and I'll see y'all back here next week, Monday, when we recap the Chanel House Ball. Good night. Bye-bye.
I am the voice. You have no choice. I am the voice. Who from the world? Oh,
no.